Then transparency, you know, compliance and accountability. Accountability is a very important aspect, basically. If you are accountable, a hotel is accountable to its customers and to its stakeholders, which are its staff and its shareholders, as how it uses and or misuses data. So implement transparency will help implement AI into business, into the hotel. So, and regulatory requirements need to be followed in terms of data privacy, consumer rights. So ethical use of AI technology is very, very important. How the AI is taking decisions and what actions is also very important. And in case of errors or biases or misuse of the AI technology, what are the accountability, definition of that accountability is one of the most important. Risk mitigation. Transparent AI systems allow business to identify and address potential risks. They will itself identify. But they have to be transparent, such as biases and algorithms. Unintended consequences of decision making, automated decision making. See, an AI has to be tested out. So, AI business, you have to diagnose AI at all points of time and rectify issues. You have to, you know, limit the negative impact of AI which it will have on your guest or your, and the reputation of your business. See, if you don't do that, you are at the risk of losing the guest forever. Because AI can also be very, very biased. Now, enhance guest experience is obviously a given. If the AI becomes trustworthy, it will align with the guest properly, it will give an enhanced experience. It'll contribute to it, but for that to happen, you have to, positively explain to the guest what you're trying to achieve and how you're trying to achieve it. Technology is, technology improves lives, but also ruins lives. But so technology has to be used in order to improve satisfaction, loyalty, and for that, the guest has to have confidence that whatever you're doing is going to enhance his experience. Fostering trust, empowering consumers, ensuring compliance, mitigating risk, and enhancing guest experience, which we just went through, will help in transparency and explainability, will help in adaptation to the technology. And not only by the hotel, but also by the guests of the hotel, and the stakeholders. Like I said earlier, there are a lot of ethical and regulatory challenges to AI development. Currently, governments in all over the world are going through the dilemma of framing rules under which AI can be used. So that's a dilemma because no one knows exactly what AI can achieve. The misuse of AI technology, been saying it throughout. If you, unethical purposes it can be used for, as simple as that. Surveillance without consent and can be useful. Like I said, if I have a virtual assistant in the room and I'm talking to someone, having a private conversation and learn something from that conversation, unethical use without consent. Manipulation of my behavior, consumer behavior in AI can be useful. It's as simple as that. I can become so dependent on you that I will become cease to exist as a human mind. And it can be used against vulnerable population. So if there are biases in a hiring system, you're using it against a vulnerable population. We'll come to examples of that. There are clear examples of that which have happened. So ethical guidelines, strict ethical guidelines, regulatory frameworks have to be followed. Companies have to come up with their own ethical guidelines. Transparency and accountability are very important. Social and economic implications in sort of use of the system. you have, see, everything has both a positive and a negative impact. So it can have a positive impact on various stakeholders. So it can have a negative impact on various stakeholders. Especially when it comes to employment, workforce skill and job displacement. Adaptation always needs and necessitates a shift. Retraining, reskilling employees is very important. Learning data analysis becomes very important. AI programming becomes very important. Digitally literacy is important. So it's a changing landscape that entire social impact happens. So when that happens, businesses, what are their responsibility? Their responsibility is upskill their workforce, train them appropriately. How to use this new technology to its maximum impact. But then it also has a cultural perception of it. Does it add to the authenticity of the tourist destination or does it take it away? So there are a lot of things to be considered. So, huge effort has to be made to promote diversity, inclusivity, so that you can mitigate all biases. Job displacement and transformation is a very important aspect. When you are automating regular tasks to improve your operational efficiency, you are also ensuring that those workers are displaced because you are hiring people to do those regular tasks. Now, if those roles are automated, then you need to involve those guys by upskilling them into doing other roles. So traditional jobs will get displaced. That can when you are displacing traditional jobs, social and economic consequences are huge. They include unemployment, underemployment, income inequality, disruptions of livelihood. The main aspect of it is also when you are doing these routine jobs, you normally hire people who are not that highly qualified or highly educated to do these routine jobs. Now, when you are displacing them of their jobs, in the social and economic front, in the environment, will they get another employment opportunities? So that will disrupt their family lives. If it disrupts their family lives, it has a larger implication which happens everywhere. Although AI can create new opportunities in technology, analytic, data analytics, and customer experience enhancement, but are the human capabilities should be augmented by AI, not replaced by AI. So what needs to be done is reskilling of people need to happen and to use this AI. High-power chatbots can handle routine inquiries, allowing human staff to focus on tasks requiring emotional intelligence and personal interaction. However, this transformation necessitates reskilling. Like I said, reskilling is very important. Upskilling is very important. To equip employees to necessarily skill and adapt. And this is a huge task. This is not a simple task. Reskilling employees is a huge task. So we were talking about job loss. The potential for job loss is huge. But any automation provides for job loss. But the society has to reskill itself. So the fears are there. Receptionists may go, customer service representatives may go, concierge may go. They'll be all changed by robots and voice assistants. So unemployment and job loss is very high. And it always contributes to economical instability. Inequality rises, instability, economic instability rises. But the organization has to proactively work towards workforce development. Create job placement programs. You can somewhat mitigate the impact of the job loss, but there will be job loss, full stop. There's no question about it. Once you start doing a concierge, the person who handles the concierge is now a robot. Training of staff is one of the most important. Staff, if not prepared to for AI, will not let you implement AI. Training and educating programs are essential to prepare the staff for integration of AI technology. Not only focus on technical skills, but implementation soft skills such as empathy, communication, problem solving skills also need to be focused. By you have to invest heavily into comprehensive training to ensure that employees first are reskilled and then they can use maximum utilize the technology effectively. So yes, maintaining a high standard of service and guest satisfaction. Recruitment and selection of employees. Now, you can streamline recruitment and selection process, automate them, resume screening and candidate evaluation. However, there is a problem regarding algorithmic bias, fairness in hiring process. Biased algorithm will persecute, will eliminate, will take away people with disabilities, or will discriminate against certain ethnic groups, will be unfair to certain demographic groups, they will put them lower down in the order of recruitment. Why would it do it? Because the data which you fed into it has got its bias, and the system, because it's an artificial intelligence, it learns from people. So that bias comes in. So transparency and accountability are very important in this aspect. Regular audits, checking that the biases are not there, making sure that diversity and inclusion is inclusive. Accessibility and inclusivity is a very important aspect. AI has got the potential to improve accessibility and inclusion in hospitality and tourist sector with power to million. Their language translation, their being multilingual is a game changer. It's a game changer. Helps human to human contact in different places. So person is not restricted by his language. But the problem is there's a risk. It could marginalize certain groups such as individuals with disabilities who may face barriers in accessing AI-driven services or accommodation that heavily rely on automation. Implementation in hospitality must address inclusivity. All guests, regardless of their background, abilities, should be able to access services and take benefits from AI. AI system with accessibility features such as voice command and screen readers to accommodate guests with disabilities. Initially, efforts to promote diversity and inclusivity is a must if you are adopted here. Everything has to go into mitigating biases because it's a system, it's a child, learns on its own. It's going to create its own biases. It's going to pick up biases from others. Personalization and privacy. Again, personalization and would completely depend on the entire gamut of data which is available to the guest, to the AI. So the AI is going to take all the information and create personalized, which obviously will enhance customer satisfaction. And once in customer satisfaction, it enhances loyalty. That's a given. But then again, it raises concerns. Extent of data is also a concern. Personal information being misused is a concern. Like I said, where the data is being picked up is also a concern. A voice assistant in the room can pick up a private conversation and use that data. That's also a concern. So all that concern is there. Now, the major thing in cultural preservation and authenticity. So the more you rely on AI, automation and standardization, you could erode your authenticity and cultural richness of a tourist destination. So if you're going to have AI guided tours in every historical place, you are removing the element of the local guide. When you remove the element of the local guide, you remove the element of the local culture which he brings in. That local culture bringing it in adds the value to the destination which a person is going to. So exploration of that local culture is a very important aspect that has to be looked into. But bang opposite that, it can also be leveraged to preserve and authentic cultures and experiences. You're preserving it for eternity. You know, travelers can discover newer places, less known cultural sites and experiences. So it comes with, everything comes with own pros and cons. And once anything gets supported by economy, by travel, trade and travel, then preservation efforts always increase. But everything comes with its own ethics. Ethics, consideration and trust. Ethics is a very important aspect. Transparency, fairness, accountability. Three main aspects of ethics. Guests may be distrustful. They may perceive bias. It may lack transparency. So it is very important that these things are focused on, and ethical consideration and transparency and trust are maintained. So what does transparent AI mean? They will, fairness, privacy and accountability come through transparent AI systems. Social implications in AI implementation of hospitality and tourism are multi-faced. Careful consideration to maximize the benefits have to be taken. Job displacement happens, accessibility, privacy, cultural preservation, ethical concern. Everyone has to work together to make sure AI technology is for the betterment of society. It is one technology which can be misused to create harm more than good. So everyone has to ensure and work together to ensure all these things happen. Transparency, fairness, privacy and accountability have to be there, and trust has to be maintained. Let's get into responsible AI guidance, practices and guidance. Ethical and social implication, it is essential to establish AI practices and guidance. So you have to prioritize what? We just went through it. Fairness, transparency, accountability and privacy protection. Business should conduct ethical assessment of their technologies from time to time and consider potential risks and unintended consequences. So you have to continuously audit it. Governments, like I said, governments play a crucial role. Regulatory bodies play a crucial role. Industry stakeholders play a crucial role. And they are all grappling on creating guidelines and ethical standards. Once these are framed, and industrial standards, best practices are framed, that will help in some way of implementing mitigating risk associated with AI adoption. Now, case study one, like I said, racial bias. Google Photos, real life case study. In 2015, Google Photos tagged, use facial recognition, the image recognition algorithms, using AI image algorithm, they tagged black people's faces and termed them as gorillas. So what does that imply? I mean, that is a clear racial bias. It sparked outrage and criticism. Obviously, Google apologized, but the system had inherited biases in the algorithm. And this prejudice has come from training data. which is the data they're learning from. Google promptly actually apologized and corrected it immediately, removing the offensive labels and ensuring that the bias was removed from the system. But it underscores the importance of ethical consideration in AI development. So rigorous testing of biases is a must, it's compulsory. Then Amazon recruiting tool. So Amazon, you know, used AI assistant for hiring processes to ensure that the resume is to identify top candidates for technical positions. Now what did the tool do? It had a bias against women. Because it was trained on historical data where women are not considered for those jobs, for those predominantly jobs. So because it was based on that, it predominantly considered only male candidates. As a result, what? AI system only systematically upgraded men's male candidates' resumes and downgraded women's candidates' resumes. They use terms such as women chess club, graduates in all female colleges to eliminate them from the hiring processes. This also highlights what? Unethical practices. So now this has happened in the US, but in India a caste system could be used. So how it is trained is a very important aspect. And it emphasizes that fairness and impartiality in an AI system is a very important aspect. Now another aspect, facial recognition and hospitality, case study 3. Now facial recognition technology is a great technology, but it presents ethical considerations regarding privacy, consent, potential misuse, personal data. You can use it for anything. Person walks into a hotel, you can directly check him into his room. Face check-in process, security processes you use it for. But raising concerns of the storage of the biometric data without the guest's explicit content. Risk of misuse and unauthorized access is always there to facial recognition, leading to privacy breaches. China, there was a hotel in China, hotel chain that implemented facial recognition for guest check-in. But the backlash and legal challenges faced over the concern of data privacy was huge. Ethical consideration and deployment of facial recognition technology in hospitality has to be considered. It has to include transparency, informed consent, robust data protection, safeguard measures have to be inbuilt. It's a very important aspect. So what have we learned in this chapter? We learned that ethics, there are pros and cons to both adaptation of AI. AI can cause great good, but can do great havoc at the same time. So it is very clear that ethically and morally we should be very careful in using AI and how and what we implement and be very transparent and open about it. With that, I would like to thank you. Thank you very much for your time.